Protected seabirds and endangered turtles are the winners of a recent appeals court decision. The original lawsuit was filed by Earth Justice on behalf of the Center of Biological Diversity and the Turtle Island Restoration Project. The groups describe the problem like this. The sword fishing industry uses lines up to 60 miles long, and with nearly 1,000 baited hooks, leatherback and loggerhead sea turtles, as well as migratory birds like the black-footed or Laysan albatrosses, often get caught up and die. The group sued the federal agencies, saying that they didn't do enough to protect the marine species by allowing the fishing industry to double its kill of turtles and birds. Joining us now live in the studio is Earth Justice Paul Achitoff. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Tell us, what do you think will happen with this reversal of the lower court's ruling?
Well, I assume that the fishery will continue to want to kill more turtles, and so they will go back to the National Marine Fisheries Service and say, do whatever you have to do to let us do that. That's the way that they do business. And the Fisheries Service may or may not do exactly what the fishermen want them to do, but generally they do. They bend over backwards to do analyses that will justify whatever the longliners want, which is why we have to keep suing them. In this case, I assume they will do another analysis that will appear to justify killing more turtles, and we will have to look at it and, if appropriate, sue again.
Now, this is not the first time that you've taken up this issue, and you mentioned that there are studies that they can do, but you don't believe that they're doing these studies the right way.
Well, it's not so much a question of studies. It's a question of methods that exist to – in the, well, let's separate out here the birds and the turtles, because they're really two separate issues legally and factually. With respect to the turtles, there's a legal way to do the analysis that the Fisheries Service consistently refuses to do. And we've been suing them for 20 years over this. And we finally gotten the decision that we want, which says, look, you cannot keep justifying raising the number of turtles that you allow the fishery to kill simply by saying other fisheries around the world are killing more of them, which is basically what the fishery service and the longliners keep saying. That's not the way the law works, and for good reason. Otherwise, everyone would be allowed to do whatever they want by pointing to other people and saying, well, someone else is doing it too. Or someone else is a worse offender than I am, so the law shouldn't apply to me. And that obviously doesn't work. With respect to the birds, the problem is that the fishermen refuse to adopt methods that have been very well studied, that have been proven to drastically reduce the number of albatross and other seabirds that are caught on these lines. They don't want to do it because they find it inconvenient. They don't want to be bothered. But the law says you cannot simply kill birds and say, well, I didn't mean to do it, when everyone knows that this is what is going to happen with the methods that you're using.
And tell us, because the new administration, the Trump administration, has taken kind of a different take on it, what's your fear going forward, how they will view this decision?
I'm not really afraid of the Trump administration. I'm hoping we're going to be seeing an end to it soon enough. But in any event, the problem here is that about a year ago, the Department of Interior solicitor issued an opinion, a very lengthy and very well-written opinion, that concluded that the Migratory Bird Treaty Act does in fact do what many courts have already held, which is prohibit what's known as incidental migratory bird killing. In other words, various industries kill birds. It's not what they're intending to do, but it happens because they don't take appropriate measures to prevent it. And the Fish and Wildlife Service has many times criminally prosecuted industries because of this and said, you need to do better. And that's the only way that they will do better. And the industries have many times argued to courts, well, the Migratory Bird Treaty Act is only designed to prevent intentional killing like hunting and poaching, not what we do. And the courts have almost uniformly said that's not true. That's not what Congress intended. It is prohibited. And as soon as the Trump administration came in about a year ago, they withdrew a solicitor's opinion that had explained in great detail why that is the law. And they went out and they hired from the Koch brothers, one of their highest paid employees, who has now written an extremely industry friendly version of what the law supposedly says, that says, nope, the law, all the courts that have said otherwise are wrong. In fact, the Migratory Bird Treaty Act does not prohibit incidental take. So, we'll see where that goes. I don't expect it's going to go very far because, as I say, the courts have already concluded otherwise over and over again.
But is it your understanding that the Trump administration just won't prosecute?
I expect that they will not prosecute. But that doesn't mean that citizens such as the groups that I represent cannot take legal action against those who are violating the law.
And so for a practical matter, what happens? So you had this appeals ruling. What happens to their permits and what happens to the take?
Well, with respect to the birds, the Fish and Wildlife Service had issued this permit saying, or essentially giving you permission to kill however many birds you happen to kill, as though the Migratory Bird Treaty Act really doesn't exist. And that's what we challenged in court. The court said that's illegal. And I would say that that means that this permit is of no legal effect. So essentially now the industry and the fishery service that authorizes that industry are going to have to look to this opinion, which, you know, as I say, I don't believe most courts will uphold, that they're allowed to do what they're doing with or without a permit. They don't even need a permit. So we're unfortunately going to have to probably go back to court and say, look, you're still violating the law regardless of this bogus opinion from this, former Koch brothers employee. And you're going to have to comply with the law, which in effect means you're going to have to use some of these methods that we all know exist, that have been extensively studied, that will reduce the impacts of what you're doing.
So you basically think there'll be some foot dragging?
There's been foot dragging for many years. I'm sure that they will have to be dragged into court again.
And as far as the studies, the methods that they're using, are they long and drawn out too? Those counts?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
So as far as the methods that they use to study the taking of these?
Well, the methods that if we're talking about with respect to the birds, the methods to reduce the catch of birds are very well known. It's just the industry refuses to adopt them. With respect to the turtles, if they do the studies properly to analyze the impact of what the longline industry is doing to these endangered animals, I think that the proper result is to say you cannot keep killing them because they are going extinct. I mean, their own models show that these species are declining to an alarming degree, and they are listed as endangered for a reason. And you cannot keep killing them and then look in the other direction and say, oh, well, other people are doing it too.
Okay. We'll see what happens going forward. Paul Achitoff is the managing attorney for the Mid-Pacific Office of Earth Justice, a national nonprofit environmental law firm that's been working in Hawaii for over almost 30 years. It sued the National Marine Fisheries and Fish and Wildlife Service. Lawyers for NOAA's National Marine Fisheries and the longlining industry are still reviewing the decision.